Welcome to Wrestle Buddies, GameSpot's wrestling podcast filled with wrestling, friendship, and wrestling with friendship. I am your host, Matt Elfring. With me, as always, Dark Order member and number one Wrestle Buddy, Chris Hayner. Chris, how are you doing?
Oh, Matt, join the Dark Order. JoinTheDarkOrder.com. I'm doing great. We're here for, this isn't Thursday, as you would normally expect to hear from us. Instead, we're here for a little bit of a, Matt, for the last few months, I guess, we've been doing this thing where come a big pay-per-view event, we like to throw out our predictions, tell the people what we're thinking about what's about to go down.
But for only WWE, because we haven't done it for AEW, which...
Yet.
We haven't done it yet.
I mean, yeah. So full disclosure, this was just something we decided to test to see if there, if like, A, if you guys wanted to hear it. B, if it's something we actually wanted to do.
Yeah.
Because it's just more work on top of more work. But like, I think it's been kind of a fun, as we both of us want to try to make sure we keep the mainline Wrestle Buddies episodes to be ridiculous.
This is evergreen.
This is a good like these little mini prediction episodes, or and maybe even sometimes a mini reflection episode now and then, are good ways to like deal with what's going on in the moment. So like we could end up doing AEW. We will probably never do Impact.
No,
I mean we could do Impact. Do you know they, Matt? Speaking of timeliness, did you know that Impact and TNA have unified their titles, even though TNA ceased existing years ago?
Yeah, I heard about that and I was very disappointed because Moose deserves to have his own TNA title.
TNA's not a thing, Matt.
Anyway, all that, there probably won't be like post-show reaction podcasts because we did that once and it did. I think it's the worst performing podcast we have ever done on this show.
I think it's because I wasn't there.
Might have been.
I mean, if you're like, listen, I need to be there for the fun.
No, you were busy cutting your hand open.
Anyway, I certainly was.
We are on the road to WrestleMania, which we talked about a few weeks ago. It's a lie. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be discussing Fastlane. And I want to note right now to you listening, because you're hearing this on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. I'm not sure what day it's going to go up. There are things going on in my life. So there are three matches booked for this card as of Monday morning at 2 p.m. Central Time, 10 a.m. Pacific.
Raw is tonight. I'm assuming they will figure out whatever how Bobby Lashley's going to defend the title.
Yep. Possibly tag team title. Who knows?
I'm assuming the Miz will be involved.
Who knows? Again, Fastlane is a pit stop on the way to Road WrestleMania. It is a pay-per-view that, for all intents and purposes, does not matter.
And it's not one of those really cool pit stops. It's not like a truck stop pit stop, you know?
No.
On the side of the road. It's one of those like state run pit stops with like the dirty bathroom and the old vending machine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We don't love it.
Yeah. And I think I accidentally said intensive purposes and meant to say intense and purposes.
No, you're being very intense about this.
Anyway, let's dig right in to the fast lane and give our predictions for all three of these matches, which, hey, I'll take these matches. Hey, Tuesday morning editing Matt here, and there have been three additions to the Fastlane pay-per-view overnight. I will quickly go through them and give you predictions because they are not covered in the rest of this show. Randy Orton versus Alexa Bliss. It's probably going to be weird, and I'm very excited for that, even though I don't like Randy Orton. Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus. Sheamus, who wears a little porcupine hat now. Drew McIntyre. Yeah, sure. Braun Strowman versus Shane McMahon. Cool. Shane McMahon's going to get hurt a lot. That's the whole match, and Braun Strowman will win. But Shane McMahon will fall off something very tall or take a very unnecessary bump that you're like, wait a minute, why is he doing this? That's going to happen. Other predictions. Sheamus yells fella. Alexa Bliss turns into the demon. The fiend, the demon. Turns into Finn Balor's the demon. That's right. Turns into the fiend. And again, Shane McMahon takes bumps. All right, back to our real predictions with much more in-depth whatnot. First up, Chris, we have Biggie, the Intercontinental Champion. Champion of the continents.
B-I-G-G-I-E? Biggie?
Big E. Big oh. space E.
Oh.
Versus.
Langston?
Langston, yes. The master of the five count.
Love the five. Miss the five count.
Miss honestly. The five count. And he'll be taking on Apollo Crews, who recently got his own accent.
Yes, he did.
But also, I love it, so I don't care.
Apollo Crews is fascinating to me because, like, he is legitimately of Nigerian descent. For those who knew him pre WWE, he went by the name Uha Nation. Yeah, which I loved watching him PWG. It was always a treat. And then he went to NXT, and he was one of those independent wrestlers that didn't become a massive deal in NXT. I don't believe he ever got a run with the title. He was always putting on fantastic matches, and then he got moved to the main roster and was eternally lost in the shuffle.
He became
Guy Wrestleman, a guy who would come out and wrestle a bunch.
Hey, I'm Guy Wrestleman. Tonight I'm facing number four contender for the United States Championship, and I'm gonna do my best and lose, but you're gonna have fun watching it. Guy Wrestleman.
Look out, Sami Zayn. Here I come. So then he got drafted to SmackDown, and he got a cool new theme song, and finally we're like, oh my god, they're gonna do something with Apollo Crews. And they didn't for a while. But now they are. And like, they've got him in this feud with Big E. Big E, who, by the way, is firing on all cylinders since he was sort of separated from the New Day. That's not a knock on the New Day. Like, I love that, like, they're still a unit. They're just sort of encompassing two different shows, and Big E is getting a singles run. But this feud has been so well built over weeks and weeks. And now, yes, with his new Nigerian royalty gimmick and accent that came out of nowhere, and his security guards, like, I love it.
Paying attention to WWE programming the past few months, past, I'd say, 6 months, like, I feel like it's the first time, like, they're really, it's an equal ground for all people and creeds, and, like, I really feel like they're doing a great job with black wrestlers or black American wrestlers, giving them the spotlight. The ones that, you know, like, are just stars waiting to happen.
Look at the Hurt Business on Raw. Bobby Lashley is the world champion. Shelton and Cedric are the tag team champions. I don't remember who the U.S. champion is, but like,
no, but that stable is on fire right now. Yeah, like,
they're running the show
on fire.
And I'll say this, I was very scared from it because it looked like WWE was teasing dissension within that group, and I was like, oh, they're disbanding them before they reach their full potential. And then they leaned right back into the Hurt Business runs this show. Then over on SmackDown, you have Apollo and Big E, that, and they have, like, apologies to Roman, Edge, Daniel Bryan, and everyone in the world title picture, they have the most interesting feud going at this point.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, bar none. And honestly, I would say the most interesting feud, not on SmackDown, but in WWE. And then in the SmackDown women's title scene, it's WrestleMania is going to be Sasha versus Bianca Belair.
Which
this
is
fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah. But we're talking about Big E.
Chris.
Yeah.
We'll sidetracked on this mini episode.
It's hard not to, like, when you see, like, a lot of change happening in the company before your eyes and you're noticing, and it's all positive for once. I'm not seeing change happen where it's like, we're doing more Saudi Arabia shows. And you're like, no, stop it. Anyway, prediction wise for this, it's tough because you have two guys that are, I would say, arguably in WWE doing their best work right now. Big E has been great in New Day, but as a solo act is just wow. Like, he's proven you can be not a joke character, but a more fun-loving character, but be taken very seriously as a competitor. I think he has super moved the bar for that. And then Apollo Crews is more of a serious character with a pretty dug into this gimmick right now. But I could see this, depending on how the match goes, be something we see again at WrestleMania. So for me, prediction-wise, I barely go Big E, but it's just like, I could see it going either way, but I think this is kind of Big E's time to sit with this title for a little before moving into the main event picture.
So I agree with you to a point. I have a couple of thoughts, because we've seen Big E versus Apollo a few times so far, and Big E's always come out on top. My thought is Apollo goes over for the title, rematch at WrestleMania, where Apollo wins via nefarious means, and that moves Big E up to the world title picture.
Oh, that'd be great.
Which I think would be fantastic, honestly. And it would also, like, give Apollo a solid title win, because honestly he was the United, like, we forget that he was the US champion, because it was forgettable. Like, it was treated as forgettable. He was just a pawn in the building of the Hurt Business.
Yes.
But if we're building him as a credible IC champion, and then we give him a spotlight to shine at WrestleMania, and then follow that up the next night or the next episode with, you know, Big E moving up to the world title picture, that's awesome. Like, so that is what I would like to happen. That's what I would hope would happen. Plus, this Apollo character works, and so why not run with it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the thing I love about Big E and the New Day as a whole is that they are Teflon. A loss isn't going to hurt Big E. It is not going to hurt the New Day. Like, none of them. They're all essentially immune to that sort of thing at this point. So Big E loses nothing in losing the title, and it could propel him to that next level.
Yeah. I would say, I think what's most logical compared to what I actually would want to happen is that this ends with a DQ. This ends with a DQ going into WrestleMania, where Apollo getting the title is a great move. I completely agree with you on that. But I think that this will go with, you know, Apollo uses a weapon or something, gets himself purposely DQ'd or something like that.
Or maybe even, you know, like a double countout situation. I can see there being a case for there not being a legitimate end to this match, thus setting up the rematch at WrestleMania where Apollo can go over.
Yeah, I you know, really thinking about it, I think that going, this match needs to have a no solid conclusion.
Yeah.
There's no way.
You changed my mind.
And I really feel like it has to be Apollo pulling some heel move to really just kind of punch in that, like, this is a bad guy now. You know, like,
his guards can just beat the snot out of Big E.
Available on Peacock. Remember, guys, WWE Network's leaving.
It's leaving. Available on Peacock. Fastlane is available on both the WWE Network and Peacock. WrestleMania, however, exclusively on Peacock, NBC Universal Streaming Service, which spoilers,
yeah,
Peacock has become my most used streaming service.
I am dancing between Hulu and Discovery Plus right now.
I do watch a lot of Discovery Plus. The girlfriend and I watch a lot of Ghost Adventures. We've seen at this point there's almost 300 episodes of Ghost Adventures, and I think we've seen at least 250 of them.
Perfect.
It's a wonderful program.
Next, we are moving on to Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax, the Women's Tag Team Champions, versus Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair, two women who will be facing each other. Maybe main event, probably. I don't know if it's main event or not at WrestleMania. I don't think it'll be main event.
I don't think it'll be main event, no. But I think it'll be an amazing match. And Matt, I have a prediction for this.
So do I, but mine's going to be different.
Really?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I think Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler are going to retain, because I think Sasha Banks is turning heel.
I can never remember if she's face or heel.
She's currently a face after Bayley turned on her 7 years ago or whatever. So she's currently a face, and she comes to the ring to like a Snoop Dogg remix of her song, which is dope, which I like. But no, I think we're going to get Sasha turning heel here on Bianca. Mm-hmm. And then it's just going to be a hate match at WrestleMania that I'm going to love.
There is no way to me. I see Banks and Belair coming out of this as winners and having, like, they're champions who have to face each other. I'm like, we've seen this story already
so many times, and it's never compelling, honestly. And like it's one thing when, like, longtime tag partners and friends come face to face. It's another thing when a makeshift tag team has to end up fighting. We're only together because we're going to be fighting each other next month. Like, that's not entertaining.
But also, I mean, we've seen it with Banks and Bayley, I feel like 40 times now too.
Oh boy.
Which, again, that's always a story I enjoy because they have such a long history together, but at the same time, I don't want that with Banks anymore. No. It's been used on her so much.
Yeah.
So I completely agree here. This is going to be a heel turn for Banks, or it's going to be.
And look at you. You said we were not going to agree on this one, Matt. And here we are.
Well, I didn't think we would. We did. But I think it's mainly going to be because Banks and Belair lose and Banks gets mad for some reason, or Belair gets mad and they end up fighting afterwards.
Yeah. I'm into
it. Pretty straight to the point.
And that'll be great. And I can't wait for the WrestleMania match, honestly. I think it's going to be so dope.
Yeah.
In front of 45,000 people at Raymond James Stadium.
I would rather see, in this case, Shayna go back to being a solo act.
Because... I think we'll get there. Like, here's what I think is going to happen. I don't think at this point Nia can... especially getting back in front of live crowds, I think Nia turning face is a real difficult sell.
Yes.
But I think once they lose the tag titles, I can definitely see Shayna going face in a feud against Nia. Shayna Baszler, the character, is a machine. She is a machine built to destroy. And I think she can be that as a face, especially if you let her work in some of her own personality, which if you haven't listened to our interview with Shayna Baszler from a couple episodes ago, like she is fun and nerdy and into cool stuff. And I think there is a way to work those elements into it's not like Shayna Baszler, the wrestler, is going to come out and start doing card tricks. But like, I think there's a way to work in elements of Shayna's real life personality, because as has been said by every wrestler that's made it to the tip top of the business, the character is themselves turned up to 11.
Mm-hmm.
So if Shayna can just work in a couple little elements from her life into this destroyer character, I think she's one of the most beloved faces in the business.
It's not like she's going to come out with up, down, down gear. And,
She comes out in like a BRE start t-shirt. I would buy it. I would buy the BRE t-shirt and all the left, right merch.
I already have the left, right hat.
Oh, I know.
A beanie.
Oh, I know.
It's very comfortable.
And you're it's representing the right team.
Well, that's the only one that I just like everything that they do. Mm-hmm. That whole group. Like, I'm not talking about just Xavier Woods and Tyler. I'm like everyone involved. End up, down, down. I just love them. Like, it's just a bunch of friends, and it makes me so happy.
It's, I will say, I miss the pre-pandemic times when they could all do stuff together. And we also got offshoot shows, like, we're going to a retro gaming store with AJ Styles, or we're looking at sneakers with Kofi Kingston, or any number of fun things.
Then we move over to what might be the main event. Who knows with this, because, again, three matches. Universal Champion, Roman Reigns.
Oh, Top Ramen Reigns?
Top Ramen Reigns.
How's that for a gimmick, though? Seriously, he's a Top Ramen salesman.
I'm the head of the table because I have the best ramen.
Yeah. Have you ever had my cup of noodles?
He'll be taking on the Planet's Champion, Daniel Bryan.
I miss the Planet's Champion with the wood. Like, honestly, if Daniel Bryan pulls this out and he doesn't bring back the wooden belt, what are we doing? What are we doing?
The Planet's Champion was so good and did not last long enough to me.
No, it's like the Straight Edge Society with CM Punk back in the day.
Oh,
as
that was
soon
so
as
perfect.
Something gets amazing, they're like, all right, we're moving on. I'm like, but why?
This is still good.
Embrace it. We had to watch Bobby Lashley and Rusev / Miro / The Best Man fight over Lana for legit 17 years. And now I can't get more than like a couple of months of the Planet's Champion Daniel Bryan. Come on.
How long did we get Brock Lesnar just doing things? That was the story.
Remember when Brock Lesnar won Money in the Bank and he started coming to the ring holding the briefcase like a boombox and dancing?
That was kind of awesome, actually.
Thing Brock Lesnar has done since, I don't know, 2002?
Like since he did a Northern Lights suplex?
Yeah, since before WrestleMania 20, I guess. So Daniel Bryan versus Roman Reigns. Where are you at on this one, Matt?
I mean, it's Roman Reigns. I mean, I don't see... I love I love Daniel Bryan. Mm-hmm. Everybody out there knows I love Daniel Bryan. He's a good old boy.
D-Bry. The American Washington Dragon, Bryan Danielson. I think Roman is going to retain. I think he's going to retain due to interference by Edge.
I hate that.
Well, here's why.
Okay.
I think they're setting up a triple threat for Mania.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean,
like,
yeah.
And if Edge interferes in either, he shows up and spears Roman and Brian, like that makes like, you took away my shot. Like that, like either whatever, if Edge interferes in the main event, that gives Brian a reason to be angry at Edge and also a reason to deserve a slot in the match at Mania.
Yeah.
But
Chris, what's actually going to happen is Edge is going to interfere in this match and interfere in the Bobby Lashley match. So he gets a triple threat at Mania for both titles, winner take all, to unify the titles.
And Daniel Bryan has to sit at home.
Yeah,
and watch.
Because my dream is that they unify the main titles on these shows, so the secondary titles kind of mean something.
I mean, the Intercontinental title means something. Big E, yeah, is, I mean, making it mean something.
I mean, it's all on the person.
Yes, I think that I agree with you, Matt, but the problem with that is we've had that before and it didn't work. When Raw and SmackDown had one quote unquote traveling champion that went from show to show. Well, that just meant that like sometime, like there would be like 2 months when Raw didn't have a world title feud.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, but that was also a point when Raw and SmackDown had individual pay-per-views, which is not the case anymore. So maybe it could work.
Yeah. And also everything's kind of, well, I'm sure WWE will be traveling by the end of the year again. Yeah.
Besides, WWE obviously wants to be able to sell two belts. To be able to,
there like, are 19 championships right now, Chris. 19 championships.
Are there really 19?
Yes.
There's the.
Let me double check.
The two world titles, the two mid card titles, the two women's titles, the women's tag titles, the two men's tag titles. That's nine. So there's nine. Oh, the 24/7. So there's 10 main roster titles
in total.
NXT has five.
Six.
Oh, the Cruiserweight?
Cruiserweight, I mean, yeah, 205
Live. So that's 16 titles. Then there's the UK Women's, and the UK Tag. That's 19 titles. Holy cow. 19
titles, man.
WWE has 19 giant, gaudy belts that it just hands to people. Also a Money in the Bank briefcase. Also an Andre the Giant trophy. Also two Dusty Cup trophies now because the men's and the women's share a Dusty Cup trophy. So one of those. So they have three non-title titles and 19 titles.
There's also the, what is it for?
Oh, the women's role, the women's trophy.
There's also the NXT UK Heritage Cup.
Okay. There's also the Greatest Royal Rumble title belt that I think was only awarded one time. I think Braun Strowman has it.
So everyone is a champion. You know what's crazy
except
about all this?
Daniel Bryan. It's not fair.
Remember growing up and like you'd see someone like get two titles, which is a route that was like the most super rare thing in the world. It might have happened like,
yeah.
Chris Jericho's the last one I actually remember, or the earliest I can remember. I'm sure there was another one back there.
Oh, he was like, the Eurocontinental champion is what they called it, right?
Yes.
No, wasn't Kurt Angle was the European and Intercontinental champion, and then he defended in a triple threat at Mania versus Jericho and Benoit. Benoit took the IC and Jericho took the European.
Yes.
I remember this.
No, but Jericho also
Jericho had the two world titles. Well, two Matt, world I don't know if you know this. Chris Jericho beat The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin on the same night. Do you know that?
I know it now.
That used to be something he said a lot. A lot. He also wrote it a lot in his one of his books.
19 titles, guys. There's a lot. Anyway, Roman Reigns is gonna win, and maybe Edge will come in. Maybe not. There has to be some sort of push towards the storyline for Mania. All of these matches should have some sort of push towards Mania because within all of the matches, there's something that we can have in the, you know, a month later. There's some piece of something we can have there. So they need to push something. None of this is going to end like all wrapped up like good job fellas.
What do you think is going to happen with the WWE championship at WrestleMania? Like obviously I think Lashley is going to go in as champion, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Which honestly, a hot take, Matt, when The Miz cashed in Money in the Bank, I was excited. I like The Miz as champion. in the moment, Lashley beat him so definitively to win the title, I was kind of bummed out. I was like, man, it's really just burying The Miz. I was like, no, The Miz is like, this is The Miz. Like, this is the road that he ends up on most of the time. And then Lashley delivered a promo and it was so good. First of all, seeing the reaction, seeing how happy everyone was for Lashley to win the title, that is something I feel like 2 years ago would not have been the reaction. He has come into his own so much in the past couple of years, and especially with the advent of the Hurt Business, like it's so good.
We're living in like a really weird world right now where like so many guys I was dunking on 4 years ago are in like the pinnacle of their career. Like they're doing promos, just all in all have gotten so much better at WWE. Segments have gotten better. Matches are always, with WWE, you can count on, depending on who's wrestling, like you can actually count on great matches.
Right.
But they've put so much work into promos and segments that like I care again.
And it's awesome because, like, let's be honest, Matt, neither of us would have ever have said that Bobby Lashley is a good promo in years past. He's killing it now. He had like his first promo as a world champion was wonderful. And it gets me stoked. So like I'm assuming I don't know what the Raw title match is going to be at Fastlane. I'm assuming it might be another Miz versus Lashley situation, but there has to be some kind of wrinkle there. I don't know what it is. It doesn't matter. That's not on the books yet.
Anyway, stay tuned for a regular episode of Wrestle Buddies. We are digging into some deep history for you that I'm pretty pumped about.
Let's tease it, Matt. What are we talking about? What are we talking about this week?
Oh, we are talking about, first of all, Randy Savage's rap album.
Be a man, Hogan, you coward!
Oh, yeah. And I forgot what the first one was. Oh,
we're watching Mankind's first ever match in WWF.
Remember that time that we talked about the New Day's very first like induction into just Halloween?
Remember the first? Yeah, they were dressed as Power Rangers or WWF wrestlers.
Anyway, the first time that New Day came into WWE programming, we covered that and we talked about it. We're doing that again, but with Mankind's first match. That's it. Mankind's first appearance, I should say.
It's also his first match.
I don't know if he did vignettes though, but before then, it's kind of hard to.
Well, vignettes aren't matches.
But I said it. But that wouldn't be his first appearance. That's the thing.
Okay.
So Matt, we're talking about his first match. Anyway, we'll see you guys on Thursday. Chris, any final words?
Have a nice day.
See you in a couple days.
Thanks for listening to Wrestle Buddies. We hope you had at least almost as much fun as we did. Go ahead and rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app. You can email us questions at WrestleBuddies@GameSpot.com or find us over on Twitter at Wrestle Buddies. I am at Chris Hayner. He is at I'm Matt Elfring. See you next week.